last time?
Right in the mouth.
In the mouth. Why? Because of all the structure, all the macrophytes there underneath the surface, the chira and so on. So you actually know where to find the fish. Don't forget to put the new people to work. Wasn't too bad, you're a little low in the water.
You can go as fast as we can.
Yeah, we actually could take another one if you want.
Hello.
Very weird. She had to go. The reason they were coming up here was because they had a family wedding in Traverse City.
Oh.
So she combined visiting Ann Arbor, visiting the school, and coming up here all in that trip.
Oh, so she hadn't visited the U of M yet?
No.
But she deferred admission, but...
We have had long conversations, though. A lot of talking.
This is easy going compared to those mushrooms.
Well, it's a little like Mismer and Prentice marsh, I think.
No.
It's not. It's softer, but it's still got a nice bottom. No, I'm Prentice and McKay. It had a fairly firm bottom.
Yeah, but it was like sand. It was different.
Yes, it was sandy. This is muckier. Mm-hmm. This is muckier.
But they had more surface.
Yeah, this is quite a nice little marsh, isn't it, really? So, no typha. I'm not surprised. That Mismer marsh is fairly complete.
Yeah, it is, but I'm just saying I don't think there's not as many nutrients because you don't find the typhus.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, because you're doing the other one.
Now, Heather is getting, is working down in the county offices today, isn't she?
I have no idea. I haven't
seen
her.
I believe so. I'm not looking forward to her talk. You coming to her talk?
Yeah, sure. When is it?
A Wednesday.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
You mean my kill jars too? We're going to go to a different spot.
I think I would suggest only one set of kill jars so that we're not lugging too much gear around. Just make it simple. Whoops.
Uh-huh.
Leaning over here. Yes. Let me see. Yeah, it's gone 11.
Long time to get out here. Uh-huh.
Yes.
You could have been there and back.
Well, I wanted to keep close. The weather is a little iffy.
No, I'm just sleeping up there. I have a bucket.
I think we can probably make do with one kill jar.
Get the bucket.
Oh, okie doke.
I don't think so. Oh, I get it.
So we have to write an exam.
Yes.
Exams. Sarah said, why are we bothering to have another lab exam? Pardon? Yeah, I decided that, having heard that. It's time. On the lab exam, if we can use it to look at more process questions.
Okay.
In addition. And what... I'm not allowed to sell these secrets of the exam, okay? What fish are we going to give them to key out? They're going to be the unknowns.
Hmm?
They're going to be the unknowns.
Yeah.
find? Ooh, and we have the spot fins.
Yeah.
How many Amia do we have? Are you not writing field notes today, Jay?
I got mine on the gold.
So long as they're contemporary.
They're already written.
So, is it okay if I just make a copy of that map?
Yes, absolutely. Since we've been here before, we don't need an additional sketch map. But you probably might want to annotate or add to the sketch map with the additional Scirpus.
Okay.
We do have more growth here.
Right.
But the major part for you today will be completing the circumstances relating to the weather.
Right. Is it the water was 22 and the air was 21? Is that possible?
Oh, absolutely. At the moment, the air temperature is going to be lower than the water temperature. Because of the thermal capacity of water, it's a terrific buffer.
Okay.
So as you get into the fall, the water temperature will lag behind the air temperature, and then in the spring, the air temperature will be lower and the water temperature will be warmer. In the spring, it will be the other way around.
Okay.
The temperature of the water will take a long time to get up to the air temperature.
Okay.
Temperature peaks about August, late July, August.
Okay. And in terms of,
yes.
Does it matter? Could I?
Yes. Yeah. No. Still record the depths.
Okay.
Would have been a good idea to have brought a meter rule.
Yeah.
But you know the height of your boots.
I'll estimate on me, and then I'll go back and measure.
People who often work in the field will mark their boots
with
10-centimeter lines.
That's a good idea.
To help make it easier. So what's the wind direction today?
One east, is it?
Yes. Yeah. Probably northeast. There might be force 2.
Yeah?
There are certainly no white caps yet, so it's not force 3, but there are some larger ripples.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably force 2,
okay.
And flags are extending.
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
And the small leaves are beginning to move. Some of the twigs are moving. So it's force 2, I think.
Okay.
And what about the cloud cover?
I don't remember, but I note it down what it looks like and then go back and
okay.
Find
them. This kind of weather, the barometric pressure is low,
uh-huh.
And the cloud cover, fish tend to get into cover. It's not usually a good day for collecting fish the way we are.
Okay.
Hey, good job getting your notes written up. Don't forget to do some fishing as well. I beg your pardon? Oh, really? Yeah. They're sluggish today.
I was just thinking, you know, it's so nice at this time of the term, but they know what to do.
They do know what to do, but they are sluggish today.
Mm.
It's the weather and
yeah.
The birthday party last night. So how are they doing, Luann? You don't have wet hands yet. How are you doing? Decomposing vegetation.
I love that
scent. Oh, you have babies? Crawberry. Big crawberry.
I'd like you to do a second run and teach Janine to seine. Good. Good. No, we're not keeping. We're going to count them. We'll yes, put them in the bucket. I would like a complete count and so on of the fish, as usual, in addition to bringing the others. Because do you think the habitat has changed since we were here last? It is shallower, and the Scirpus has grown in, so there's a lot more cover. And I think you're getting a wider variety of fish. No, but you also didn't get as many large fish. You didn't get the largemouth bass.
Did you get any mud mirrors last time?
Yeah.
No? I left it on the dock. I thought you were bringing one. I figured there's no sense in me bringing something out, but...
Are we still recording? Are we still recording? Come and grab a net. Come and grab a net. Do remember to keep a species list and count as we did before, because it'll also be interesting to see whether things have changed since our earlier visit 7 weeks ago.
It looks different here. Is it different or not?
Why do you think it looks different? It is different. It's shallower. The water level has dropped, I think, as much as a couple of feet. And the Scirpus has grown in more. That sandbar didn't exist last time, although the shallow area was there. Yep, the macrophytes here, I think it's Kara, is it? Some of it is, and the Pomatogetans, those have grown in since we were here last. I think, Villan, you'll need to annotate the earlier map and show the new features. The shallowness here is, yes, over the sandbar. Not much more Kara. Look at that, those water lilies are exposed. How are we doing for centrarchids?
Not very.
Okay. Good job, we got them lost in the collection. Pardon me.
Do you have like a number?
Really?
I think about 20 comments.
There, do you want to give it another go?
Could you teach Carrie to sane? To sane? I can't remember your buddy's name. It was Matt. Okay, the other one was... No, the other one was Brett. That's right. I was confused. Yes. Okay, I'd like you to show Matt and Brett how to sane. Matt and Carrie how to sane.
Is that...
Well, not skimming the water. We want to get it into the water. These will teach you how to sing. Yeah. Matt!
I don't mind if you think I'm weak. I'm just
Matt!
Just
so, get show Matt and Carrie how to sing. They can take an end each. No, but you're gonna. You can describe how to do it, and it gives you the opportunity to shout and keep the lead line down.
Yeah.
We keep away from the private property, so we need to go through there.
Through the bow? We haven't went through there, have we?
I don't think anyone has been out onto the island there. Here is this, just one section that is owned by the station at the entrance. I keep forgetting you've been up here. Yes. But it's one of the best places on the lake, usually, for centralized kids. Because of all the cover and the weeds and getting into the entrance of Bessie Creek. A lot of perch in the Scurpus, but we can't get them. Draining fen, isn't it?
No, it's actually because of a connection right into Lancaster
Road. Is there?
Directly, yeah. You can drive over to the lake and get into the other end of it.
Hmm. I didn't realise there were so many bulrushes in here.
Yeah,
honestly. Yeah. Probably means that these folks septic things. Whoops. Exactly. Don't drink the water. Jason and Brant, make these two work.
Turn them into fish powder.
Jen, I'm not awake this morning, are you? It's a nice little island. I hadn't noticed them earlier. When we came earlier, they weren't any, you see.
Hmm.
Yeah, I hadn't noticed these before. It's a huge field. We also find large numbers of centriacid nests inside Hook Point.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's a good place. There are a few snails that are created that it's hard to collect in other places. Mm. And I always fall into these.
Some of them aren't centriacid nests, but they're upwellings, I discovered, and the upwellings are very soft and you can just drop straight into one. Both feet, and you're helpless. Just notice, you see all the nests through here? I think we're through the breeding for centriacids. How many have they got?
They're getting a lot of perch.
Oh, great. Has Janine pulled the net? Good. Make these people work. Keep the lead line down! Let's hear it in chorus.
There we go.
Oh, nice.
Well, all kinds of things. Leech.
Show Matt the correct way to hold the pole. Nice to teach, isn't it? Did you explain to Brett why you should hold the seine that way?
Right, yeah, now don't let them.
Jason.
I didn't explain him at all.
Did anyone explain to Brett how you should, why you should hold the seine in a particular way?
There's a lot of stuff here. Yeah.
Yay!
Well done.
Look at all those fishes.
Yes.
They don't bite you,
they? No, they don't bite, and you can take one home and have it bronzed in memoriam.
You're bringing it right here.
Well, look at the forage base that's here.
Oh, I thought we were just having a blast in here.
We didn't get anywhere like this when we were here last time.
All right. Tell me what you got.
Can you keep it? Yeah, there you go. A little higher, so
we're not. No. That was a wonderful.
And what do you think they are?
Commons, maybe? So you're stepping on the thing. Stepping on.
Some are commons.
There are certainly some commons in there. Terminal mouth, high scales.
Yeah.
Commons.
Yeah.
Textbook.
Textbook commons. And, binomial name?
Luxillus cornutus.
Luxillus cornutus.
Yeah, what are you asking me?
Family?
Cyprinidae.
Yeah, Cyprinidae.
Proper Greek.
A-E. Family names in systematics are always A-E. throughout
the
kingdom.
Cruciformes, what's the order? Cyprinoformes? We never really learned order.
Well, you know it's not Perciformes because that's the order which contains the family Perciidae and is the root group for the Acanthopterygians, spiny rayed fishes. So the soft rayed fishes.
Cyprinoformes? I remember that being.
They're Malacopterygians. If you're using the cladistic structure. Oh, what a disgusting pile of.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
This is really gross. They walk their dogs here.
I'm sure it contributes to the production of the area.
Well, did anybody get like a guesstimate? Bunch of comments, anything else?
No, I see
what just commons?
How many did we get? Like 50?
Yeah. Number two.
Okay.
Are we getting pumpkin seeds in the hole?
Getting a lot of bass over there.
We're not getting many pumpkin seeds, or rock bats as it happens, so...
What happens to the fish when it gets shallower? Where will they go?
They'll move further offshore, they'll stay in shallow water. The depth is going to be the key factor. So they will just move a larger distance away from shore, but still in the shallow water.
I've heard that there's an association of size and depth somewhere.
Yes? It is rumoured.
Yeah. Even like here. Where do they close enough that they could go to the protected areas? Or?
Well, the shallow water is a protection just by virtue of its depth. Deeper predators can't move effectively in shallow water. It's also where the wave action is continually bringing up more food because they're detritus feeders or they're eating the interstitial fauna which is churned up. This is why if you go on the beach in Douglas Lake and wriggle your toes, the minnows will start feeding around your toes. So this area is also a little bit reactive action, so it's resuspending food material for them.
So how much does that
But it's exposed in terms of they're readily visible to predators, therefore they also tend to be schooling species. I'm going to go and see if we're getting tons of bass, whether bass is an option. I beg your pardon? No, I don't think you need to do more seining. If you have any centrarchids, if you could keep those. The rest, countermate and return. Spots are quite common on the tails of minnows. The spot tail has a very, very clear spot.
What's the name of the spot tail,
yeah. So, the Hudsonius.
Mm-hmm. I
don't know.
One.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
And it's got a little bit of a subterminal mouth. So, you need to check through these. They're not all commons. Okay?
Reflecting on here?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful spot tail. Okay, so you do need to sort these quickly but carefully to get a count on which minnows you've got. See this one with the terminal mouth and the high scales, that's a common. Okay? So go through, there are spot tails amongst here, so do go through the fish and count the numbers of each species. Okay, the spot tail is not exactly got much in the way of distinguishing characteristics other than the very clear, definite spot.
Okay.
Now, do you remember how a lot of the minnows we've seen have been very light and silvery?
Mm-hmm.
These are a lot darker than anything that we've seen for a long time. Whether it's a local weather related to the weather or not, I don't know. But certainly with it being darker, when the weather is less sunny, they tend to be lighter. The spot tail also has a slightly overhanging mouth.
Okay.
Right, so it's got a slightly subterminal mouth.
Does it have caterpillars? I forgot. The blood
eyes. Yeah. Not particularly. They're fairly clean scales. Okay. Would you like another one? Don't worry, we've all dropped fish. I usually drop the certificate specimen, the only one caught by the entire class in the whole summer. Yeah, good. Janine's really getting in there. The other thing, thinking about whether people are dark or not... Well, yes, it's still a spot tail. These are a lot more pigmented. A lot more pigmented than the ones we've seen early. In fact, if you notice, the people who come up from Ann Arbor are distinguishable from the people in camp because they're a lot paler. I think those are dogs.
Are
they? I think probably the people up here have a dog and it comes over here and runs. I think it's pretty cruddy. How many bass have they got over there?
They said they didn't know, but they were estimating about 10.
Is it enough to take bass back?
Oh, the bass. I don't know. We got a lot of perch.
We don't have a large size range of perch, though, so it would be a waste of material. But do we have, if we include the Cliver Dam and various others, do we have...
You think it's quite nice to bring so much stuff back?
Oh, I agree. I will leave the bass and we'll just take centrarchids to get the best size range of those. Did you notice the colour?
The perch is really dark.
Everything is dark.
It's really dark and dark.
But out here as well.
Yeah.
Could you? Oh, great. Well, neither. It's baby pumpkin seed. So that needs to go back. Do we have a kill jar over here?
There's one over there.
Okay, do you want to wait and see if the others... Do we get any more, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Got Johnny's?
Why?
Oh, they're in the bottom.
Yeah,
we did.
Why are they in the bottom?
Michelle,
why are they in the bottom?
No, they're bad.
But why are they bottom fish? They're negatively buoyant, they lack a swim bladder.
Oh, there we go. Actually, yeah, we always found them in the plastic trap.
Yes, that's what I understood. Oh, that's so dark.
Okay. I think it's a Johnny Dollar. Okay.
Yeah, bullhead.
Come here.
Got a bullhead too? Good grief.
Not right here.
Okay. Did you somebody hold on to the back or just the Johnny Dollar?
Everything is dark. The sand shiners are really dark. You know how silvery they usually are and light?
What's our final count, Blaine?
I'm waiting for you. Do I have one too?
Is that a Johnny Dollar?
I don't know. They don't have a... I don't think he...
Yeah, but I'm kind of confused about that and the Iowa darter. What's...
Oh, I don't think these are Johnny's. No, you see, the dagger under the eye is clear. Look at the pigment along the body side. And although they've got blotches, they're not organized into clear W's. They are blotches.
So it's an Iowa dagger?
It's an Iowa.
Okay.
So these are two... I'm sorry?
Some of them had the QW.
Okay, then if they're clear, the clear W's, then they are... Yes. But these are Iowas.
Okay.
You can see the color patterns. And these dots on the fins are also different.
Is that... Okay, this is an Iowa.
Okay? I think we can make our way back to the boat.
The W's are Johnny Darters.
The W's are Johnny's. They're the ones I want to rename.
Why?
Web Darters. Just as I want to rename Cassiopeia, remember. Thank you. Young of the year.
A few of them over there.
So, how many annual rings do you expect to find in its scales? Do you expect to find its scales?
Probably none.
None.
This one,
we had Iowa Darters in there.
Okay, if you want to,
wait a minute, how many are there?
Carrie, you need to flick the net over to make sure the weeds and so on are emptied first.
Are you a
good job.
Two Iowas and two Darters?
Two Iowas and
one
two Darters.
How many special?
You know, you've all become so professional.
One.
The way you're saying, there wasn't quite the frenetic nature to the saying that there was on the first day.
Did you hear Jason?
Well, Jason's always an exception.
Come on. No, it was a pumpkin seed.
You should give yourself a pat on the back because that was very skilled saying.
That's all I just need to get the passes from there.
Very quick class.
I have a daughter.
Johnny Darter.
Pumpkin seed.
Common.
I have common
Yes, this must make for awfully boring recording.
I've heard some interesting stuff.
The thing is that this class has been characterized by learning very fast. And that was very professional saying. There's not much to say.
Right.
Let's see what they've got over here. Bum 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 bum. My love, she's like silence.
Yeah, I know. I heard all about it.
How are you doing, folks?
Oh, we got locked. lots of minerals, and I'm going to make it.
Yep. We'll recycle them.
We got some good pumpkin seeds.
Good.
We got more rocks there.
We, and you brought a baby over, didn't you?
Yeah,
oh golly, yes. Oh golly. Have you still got it in your hand, Chris?
No, I put them in a bucket.
Okay, let's try and get these into the jars, and those that we're going to take back, take back.
Oh,
it's quite alright. How many spines has it got?
I think it's just from my destroyed. What is it?
I don't know. Yeah, it looks like a stonefly to me. But what are stoneflies doing on this mucky bottom?
Oh, they're on the switch.
Right. Okay, do you want to switch, get through those fairly quickly? We're going to recycle the ones we don't take back. Pardon? We only want to take a range of sizes of bluegills, not bluegills, pumpkin seeds, rock bass.
Do you want, wow, that's a big one. Do you want, are you, are we counting? Does somebody need a...
Yeah.
So we can,
Okay, what have you got here?
I got it.
Yeah, okay. These are, the spot tails are common, but that, are here, but that's a common.
Yeah.
This is a common, right?
Yeah, terminal mouth, nose, yes. Yeah, and that's a spot tail.
We only want to keep
yes, please.
Is anybody wanting to count these?
You have to tell
yes,
them.
Please,
you
count.
Okay, spot tail, common.
One common,
spot tail.
Instead of
tongue,
close-up
teeth.
One
common,
spot
tail. Oh, God. Here's a spot tail, though. We're not taking perch back. Oh, you've done well. You've done well.
Two more.
So we check markers this time than we did last time?
Yes, way more. This is a common China. Yes, it's in part because you're much more experienced and so you're being more professional. But also, there are more fish now. They didn't just grow up, but more of them migrated in from various places. A lot of the fish will overwinter into the deeper areas. And as the water warms up, the productivity of food has increased. More have moved inshore to feed.
Two perch, one rock bass.
We don't need to take all the fish back, so if you're getting lots of rock bass of the same size, throw a lot of them back. We just want a size range.
Put back.
Yes.
One rock bass, one pumpkin seed, spot tail. Ooh, mud minnow. One mud minnow.
That kind of runs the fish, and I'll flop around too much, and then put on a form on it.
Two spot tail, three common.
The formalin, though, is pumped around the system and pickles them, if you like, from the inside. So when they're in anesthetic, you don't want them to stop ventilating because you want the heart to pump the fixative ring. Unfortunately, there is some. Okay, we need that one.
I didn't cover all my words.
One perch.
That one can go straight in.
Did you? One rock bass.
I beg your pardon?
Did you tell? I didn't record that for the
one. One pumpkin seed. Whoa, let's take that one back.
Six common.
I know.
Yeah, they're really common.
Nice bass.
Spot tail. Spot tail.
Oh, here's a little one too.
Ooh.
Large mouth.
Two perch, one large mouth.
It's awesome. I've never seen one like
that. Oh! Sorry.
I was grabbing little ones and one of them was that one.
Well, they are bullheads.
Yeah.
We need to shout for spot tail. Common. one rock there.
That's, I think we have enough of that size.
Of course, butt tails.
You want that one?
Whoa.
Carmen.
One more square.
Do we have one of that size?
Three carmens, one in here.
Okay.
Okay. Let's take another one of that size, though. I think, I'm sorry. I think we have enough young of the year.
Just put up.
All right.
So do you want that pumpkin?
Yes, please.
Okay. One pumpkin seed. Oh.
That was a large mouth.
Yeah. One
do we want him?
No.
No.
Spot tail. No more young of the year.
We'll put the young of the year sunfish back in now.
Okay. Pumpkin seed. We need two rock there. Spot tail.
There
are a lot of good
pumpkins.
Two common.
They're easier to
grow.
Yeah, there's always there's something everywhere it's going to recycle.
Three spot tails. One rock bass.
We should put them in a vacuum.
Don't think we have many of the young of the year rock bass, so do still take a couple of those.
Sorry, common. Is that a spot tail?
No, it's a common. Characteristics of the common. Terminal mouth.
Three spot tails, two common.
Yes.
Common. Common.
Spot
tail.
So Jeff has a fear of catfish.
What are these babies of?
It's definitely a centrarchid from the body shape. And with the bars along the side, it's going to be a lipomus, not a rock bass. And it's probably a pumpkin seed.
Or a
it could be, but we haven't caught any bluegills.
Do you think it's pumpkin?
Yes, and the bluegills will be more spotted, mottled. We've got enough of those, so you can start letting them go.
Pumpkin seed, rock bear, yellow perch.
Large mouth.
Belly up.
Look at this one.
Oh, major fish psychology.
What's the name for a largemouth?
Microptera salmoides is the largemouth bass, and what are its characteristics?
Dotted.
Yes, tends to have a black line, which gets less as the fish get older and larger. But as they get older and larger, the jaw extends further behind the eye. Right, and the dorsal fin is deeply notched.
I got a great picture of
what family is that? Correct.
Climb up on Sugar Island and for breakfast.
And when you pull them out of the water, you say, wow, I caught a big
crab. I did. I caught the person I was with.
Yellow perch.
It's not as chaotic as it looks.
I mean, some people from habitats had to tell by the families because they had to know, like, five homes.
Each class we have someone you see who keeps track, and it's their job to keep track. And this today it's Villan.
For posterity.
Yes, that's true.
To immortalize ourselves.
These data go into actually a long-term presence and absence database, in which we are hoping that we can use to see if there are any changes over the last century.
So we're sort of doing research for somebody for free.
Yep.
No, you're not doing it for free. You've paid a considerable amount of tuition.
Right.
We're paying them to do their research.
Yeah.
Well, you have the salmon trainer. You got the rock bass.
We got a rock bass.
Not so.
Hey.
No, I don't think so.
They force them to build them.
No. It's a bluegill. Did you count this one?
Is that kill or kill?
We don't know what it is.
It's a bluegill. A pumpkin seed. Pumpkin seed. And they're gibbous. I know, but I always get them mixed up. Don't listen to this.
Rock
bass. Not so bad out here, is it?
At first they were still sticky, not if I remember it right.
Oh yes. Don't you remember? We went swimming.
Yeah.
Oh, I lost my...
And you lost your glasses because you were so in such a hurry to get out of your waders and into the water.
We got a rock there.
That was an amazing day, if you recall.
That was a good day. One of the more memorable ones that you've had.
Mm-hmm. I would say that the first day with this class was the most memorable I have ever had.
Memorable days or memorable first days?
I'm sorry?
Memorable days or memorable first days?
Memorable days and memorable first days. We have not had three bleeders in one day before.
And a hospital trip.
Hospital trip, yeah. Glasses. And someone else lost a watch, didn't they, I heard later? Spot tail. Okay, he's stuck on the tail, on the caudal fin, and the slightly subterminal mouth, the deciduous nature of the scales. Okay?
Good fight.
So this is spot on the tail, and the mouth is just underneath. So it's a bottom. It probably feeds primarily on the bottom. The scales are deciduous. How can I tell this? Because they're coming off.
Okay.
I agree. Oh. Okay, the small mouth. If this is small mouth, the dark line which breaks up as it gets older. Thank you, Jason. The jaw extends further back. But the jaw is a better character in the older fish than the younger fish. In the younger fish, this dark line is a better character. The tail is also orange. In the small mouth, you tend to get better bars on the tail. It's a lovely little fish. Has it been counted? Yes, that's a large mouth. The small mouth tends to have these stripes. But they also become diffuse as it gets older. And as you get older, then the better character is the size of the jaw. In the older fish, it's very clearly the small mouth doesn't, the end of the maxilla doesn't go beyond the eye. And in the large mouth, the dorsal fins are deeply notched. Whereas in the small mouth, the notch between the two parts of the dorsal fin is less deeply notched.
So that
no, that's a large mouth bass.
It's quite a lot harder pound for pound.
And the small mouth will fight a lot faster, harder pound for pound.
Oh no, your large mouth will jump a little more.
Gram for gram.
Yes, you're right. They do. They have the vermiculations on the or, yes, it is. Okay. We are going to go back to the boat and you have all earned lunch. Okay?
Come on.
Johnny Darter? Johnny Darter's have the dagger, right?
No, this is, okay. The dagger is an Iowa. And and there's the dagger, and the colors are brighter, and the distribution of the spots on the tail is different. And the Johnnies have W's.
Now I'm wondering about the
okay. Nice job, folks. I didn't give her a choice. Said, I'm sorry, we won't accept the different people.
You're fairly dictatorial, I think.
You think I'm dictatorial? Don't listen to this.
I don't think they can hear him anymore. I think our battery's probably out by now.
You're not dictatorial, you just want your own way.
He's a despot, thank
you. Yeah, pleased to meet you too. Can you think what it would be like if you ever had me as a patient?
South, behind, over there?
Yeah, they
over there.
You know, it's a really tough job, but someone has to do it.
Me.
Let me split.
Oh, I bought something. I ran off and got something. And I'll split it with you. Here's some good herb in the other one.
It doesn't matter.
So is it lunchtime?
It's lunchtime.
In the boat?
Wherever you like.
Are we going home now?
We're going via Big Shoal.
Oh,
here you go.
Did we get an air temperature and a water temperature?
Yes, we did. Where was that? But where did you find it?
Oh, I got it. I brought it with me. Say 21
air.
Yep.
It's
Very yummy. We'll split it.
What kind of sandwich have you got in here?
It's like a ham and a pepper.
Oh, this is my favorite. Turkey and hummus and tomato.
Exactly.
I like lettuce on that though.
Oh my god.
Just a little.
The hummus, tomato, salt, pepper, lettuce.
Mm. Sometimes, to be a little crazy, I put a little cheese on it.
Now, if only I had more connections upstairs, I could split the sandwiches and the fishes and feed everybody. How are the batteries doing?
Doing well.
Oh really? I don't need my Viagra yet then.
What? What is it exactly
you're studying? The
patterns of
speech.
Qualify.
Pardon, Sarah?
Qualify, we're gonna make ourselves look bad.
Garbage bag?
Yep.
Are you going to take care of the patterns of other settings?
Thank you.
Can you
be all sorts. We're just developing a big corpus of a bunch of different, yeah, a bunch of different
types
of.
What's the idea?
Just to study the trends and some demographics of speakers that compose those trends.
Well, all right,
what are you
expecting
to find?
All right, let's get enough to get through this accurate.
Would you like some?
Thank you very much, yes. Oh, well, I'm sitting on the lemonade.
Which is going to be available to people for the research and stuff.
Would you like some? Anyone else like lemonade?
I'd like
lemonade.
Wow, is that long?
How long is this?
Somewhere longer than
this.
Yeah.
Water?
Yeah.
Water next.
Lemonade?
Really?
Oh, no. Not a big deal.
What can you deduce from your database, having said lemonade three times in succession?
Okay, more down there, I think. Break in here.
I'll have one.
What?
Oh, you didn't get one yet.
Jason, do you have something?
Yes, please.
Okay, then everyone's okay.
But you need lemonade.
Yeah, and Sarah needs water, but I'll get that.
Okay, lemonade for you.
Okay, do you have my lemonade?
Lemonade for me.
I'll go there.
And water for Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she's the one that
throws
fireballs.
Oh, I see.
Well, maybe her and Mammal Flash. Here you go. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. Erica. What has happened to Rex's lunchbox?
I don't know.
Has it been kidnapped?
I think so.
Has a ransom note appeared?
No. But that's a nice one.
Yes.
I'm kind of disappointed that it's gone. Careful, somebody will take it. Yeah.
I hope it's been kidnapped and will be returned. Have the slime gods been kidnapped? Has it come back yet?
Not yet. What? Our slime gods always get kidnapped in the
You realize from Frolics a while ago, if one of you had volunteered, stepped forward to volunteer, sacrificed to the gods, we would have had fine weather today.
We were going to prank of a class, and we suggested the fish class, and I was like, no. I can't turn on them.
I wouldn't prank the fish class.
No, I wouldn't.
Pardon?
Stop.
You an insect?
Yeah, I'm an insect. Oh, thank you. I'm willing to turn.
Well, that's true.
We
said
ourselves. What can we say?
Oh.
Habitats is there.
There's 30 of them.
Just by the numbers, you have to be good.
We're stronger.
Yeah, I think we're stronger, though. They were complaining how cold the... Yeah, Maple River, East Branch
was. Oh, that's a wonderful one.
And you told them you snorkeled in it.
I know, I was like...
Try laying down in
it. A baby?
Yeah.
Wimps.
Oh, Lake River?
I'm surprised how cold Carp Lake River was.
What was I when I first got in? Yeah, I like you hear us through the snorkeling.
I was extremely impressed at April's ability to talk lucidly through a snorkel.
Banana?
I thought it was celery.
I would have eaten the bananas.
Well,
yeah. Okay, I'll just raisin. We got the peanut butter and throw it to Sorry. My mom would get so mad.
I like dates and walnuts as a sandwich.
Really?
I don't like dates and walnuts.
I like peanut butter and peanut.
Oh, yeah, no.
Now we're getting better and better. Banana, peanut butter, and chocolate
chip. What are all these guys all doing?
We have ice cream, chocolate sauce, and
beer coming out.
Cream.
Are they feeding us on the bottom?
Oh, I ain't gonna watch it. I still like it.
Ducks eat fish?
Oh, come here, ducks.
No, I think they're mostly.
Yeah.
Ducks.
Feed on the bottom?
Fish.
Yeah. If they can get hold of a fish, they're going to eat it, and they could be consuming. We didn't have any mortalities over there.
No, they need it.
You know, in Sini,
the protein dose in a piece of fish, you know, they take it.
In Sini, there's no size limit on pike because they've been hurting the some of the bird populations. They eat the goslings and the chicks.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So you could take any size pike. I've heard of pike
48?
Doing that, but I've never. What?
Yeah.
Is it normally 48?
What?
36 pike. 24?
There's an incredible 24. Piece of footage in a movie. I can't remember the name of it. There's a duckling swimming along on the surface, and this bass just comes up, smack,
really?
And it's gone.
A bass.
Yeah. A big bass.
Yeah,
yeah, world record bass are like 23, 24 pounds.
Bowfins are known to do that as well, and pike.
That's a, I mean, I've caught, you know, 6 or 7 pound bass. You can just put your fist in, your fist in their mouth, and I imagine a 23 pound bass take down.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Take down your.
They don't call them largemouth.
You're the only ones who. Did we catch bowfins, folks?
No.
None at all. You're the only ones that caught a bowfin. Yes.
Do we have a sample? I'd like to see what they look like.
Yeah, they're in the collection.
They are?
There are some in the collection.
Oh, in the, up on the...
Yes.
They look cool and they smooth.
They have that one fin.
Our family
is like
a
raised
fin. And they have a... The males have a spot. Orange spot or yellow spot on the dorsal, on the caudal fin.
That's really
cool. I suppose that's clear here. Oh, that's just in life, probably, right? Not in preservation.
That is correct. Preserved, it's gone. I think it was a couple of years ago, the class caught a bowfin like this.
Wow.
Huge, in a 5-foot seine over inside Hook Point.
Oh my gosh!
And it became the mascot for the year. So it's the t-shirt, if you see class t-shirts, it's got a bowfin on it.
Cool.
They can be pretty nasty. You want to try to avoid getting your fingers near its mouth.
Yeah, they have a gula plate that can shred other fish. You always should keep your fingers away from the mouths of large fishes.
That would suck.
It wouldn't suck. It would be a lot worse than that. They could go straight through to the bone.
Oh.
Just very fast.
Have you ever been?
No.
No.
No. Whenever there's a large dangerous fish, I get a student to handle it. A student.
Oh yeah, Megan.
No, a big bowfin, and Megan's too small.
Oh,
she could go.
There's pictures of me holding the big bowfin.
Yeah. Was it your year that had the big bowfin? No, it was Flo Dallow's year.
No, Joseph took a big picture. Joe Bump took a picture of me holding a big bowfin last summer.
Ah,
how
that's
big?
Summer. Okay, let's see if we can get these boats going.
Trash.
Yes, the swimming spot.
Trash.
If people wish to swim today,
hey,
they're
Paul,
nuts.
Hey, Paul, do you want to take the trash bag over?
No.
I'm going to
nope.
Erica, you want to swim?
Are you leaving this?
Yeah.
No, probably good swim, though, too. Hey, we need you, don't we?
Why?
We need one, two, three, four. Oh,
I don't know if you have
okay.
Any
choice. Don't push anybody in the deep water with their waders on.
Trash.
Shallow water.
I'm fine, thank you. I always put on weight in the summer and it's taking longer to get it off in the fall.
Tony, is this trash?
cantankerous damn thing. Let's wait till everybody's on board before we actually leave. It's getting cool again. We would wait for you. Who's driving today?
I'll let it if nobody wants to drive.
I don't mind.
Okay. What do I do?
Nothing yet.
Remember that.
Clear the crud out of the engine. You can probably hop in, Jay. Luann, though, will leave behind. Has it started? Yeah, good. Good grief. Okay. This has got a... when you pull it out from here, it's not connected. It's disconnected.
Uh-huh.
So you need to bring it to the center, shove it in,
okay.
And now you can go. It'd be a good idea if people sit down in case
like
she slips.
What am I stepping on? What am I doing?
Push this forward.
Uh-huh. That's it.
And take us down the lake. It's going to be further offshore.
Yeah.
And it takes a while to get a hang of it. You haven't driven yet.
Not this.
I see. It takes a while. It responds very fast, and so it's easy to oversteer.
Okay.
But it takes a while to get used to it. Sideways. See, we're going directly into the wind right now. It's a more comfortable ride if you hit the waves at an angle like that. And we've got enough speed that we can easily do that. And then I've been actually getting information on the warm water streams on the distribution of fishes for some time. And I need to wrap that up. I have to do some diurnal observations. Something when we go directly into the waves, and if you hit them at an angle, the ride gets easier. It's also safer. So what you tend to do when you're going directly into the wind or downwind is to zigzag. Who wants to swim may swim. So we only need a couple of people to give a good haul. Yes, take your glasses off. Yeah, it was. No, we needed to go a little we needed to go a little faster because we're just getting so wet. Yeah. Okay, let me go and look after these folks.
What are you doing, kid? What is it?
What you doing?
Okay. Thank you. Welcome. Did you get here? Film that?
Jason.
Yeah.
Watch the end of him.
Can I have one of those?
Like a ladder.
I got one of you two.
One of what?
Picture
of us electroshocking.
Remember when the three of you sat in the water?
The three stooges.
because I got double bumps.
Oh,
sure.
Oh, cool. Heaven.
I didn't want it, but I mean, I don't want it. Yeah, well, I don't want it. Yeah, well, I don't want it.
I had hit this piece first, you know. Nice little embayment.
You said one. We're doing more than one save?
No, I said you only need to have one good one, but it may not be the first one.
Oh. Well, let's plan this.
Come on.
No, let's...
We'll take a subsample.
This was lower also. Is that like...
Where's the best? Someone help us.
The water level is a lot lower this year, at this time of year.
In the shore, kid.
Don't walk through there, we're staying here.
This is
great.
Somebody
help us. Look at them,
it's so
tiny. It is.
Look how you see them. I'm interested actually. There might be a second spawning. Should be interesting. Yes, they should be bigger. Mm-hmm.
Wow, they're like ghosts. You can hardly see them. You see the shadows more than anything.
Right. It wasn't bad in the absence of sun.
Yeah. We get some sand
shrimp. Sands or spot tails? Common always. I want spot tails though. Yeah. Going to need another haul or three.
Alright, I'll do it next time.
You're coming.
That was so
beautiful.
What is it?
Let's go out around the...
Well, what is it?
You have the net, please.
What? Yeah.
Okay, I think it's common.
Well, think of the mouth as well, okay, as all the characteristics. It's got a subterminal mouth, okay? It's got a clear spot, and the scales are deciduous.
Oh,
nice!
And deciduous scales.
I have it written down. Will you let it go?
No, we want... I would like some of those. It really was.
Falling off.
The deciduous trees, the leaves fall off. You're cold, are you now? Just left us an extra windbreak.
Call number one.
Was it colder than you expected?
Fish. A little bit.
Hmm.
All out.
So that was what? Humans, about 15 fish.
So when you've done the analysis, we were realizing, and you've got all these data, and you know about the speech patterns and those kinds of things, do you do anything else with the information?
It can be used for teaching.
For teaching?
What?
Oh, blue!
Probably. It goes into the development of pedagogical materials, mostly.
Okay.
It's used for testing purposes. It's being funded by the testing and
okay.
Division, because they
so
expect to be able to use the data for test items.
To help people who are non-English speakers to speak, yes, I see.
And in addition to that, we also have a program for international students who want to become GSIs.
Yes, I see.
A lot of our material can be used in training.
Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't know what you were going to do it for. It's funny, last time we were here, it was 80 and...
So what are we attributing the water level drop to?
Long periods of high temperature, low humidity.
Low humidity?
It's been low humidity a lot of the time.
Really?
Little rain, and it always falls a little as the summer goes by, but this is unusual.
Yeah. Also, there's no snow.
Oh, but the drop in level is still way lower. So you think the lack of snow didn't recharge the wetlands?
Yep.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I had forgotten about that. Not going swimming, Carrie? What could you mean before you do?
Oh, look at those!
Look at that!
Oh, good luck! They're on top? Are they on top? No.
Yeah, lift the back of the net up! Yeah, put the edges in. I mean, heck, I've never seen anyone catch fish before on top of the bag. Yeah, look.
Wow. Oh, look at that. There's some inside too, buddy.
Oh, good. You've got, oh, got some little tiny ones. Lovely. This is what I call a good haul. We will need to take these back with us. Oh, very nice. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. What is it, Megan?
Yeah.
What species? Is it spot?
Yeah.
Good. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we don't need to take all of these.
Yeah. Big one.
Could you take a second? I want little ones as well. Yes. I think we've got plenty. Let's just put...
Do you have to be strong?
Yeah, we do have some.
We have a,
take some of these small ones that are sticking to the side, okay?
It's a big one.
Do you want to have a guess for how many of these are there? Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god. Are they all flat tails? Can we try and get the little ones? Make sure we get those. Whoops, because the little ones are sticking, you see. Can we take little ones in? Yeah, that's plenty. Let's toss these out. I'll just get a couple of these little tiny ones. Okay.
You guys
want to
guess how many we have?
It looks to me like, I think it's probably 214, wouldn't you say?
214?
Okay, we will take those back then. The simplest thing to do would be to run those through the one of the D-nets and put them straight into formalin. I've just how many are there? Who got closest to guessing the M&Ms?
Sarah,
how many were there?
I would say about 250.
Then 250 it will be.
No, that's not quite yet.
Were they off that there? Some comments.
Megan?
I only saw a spot too, but I didn't pick up that many. I picked up a handful, but I didn't look at them all.
Not
so what's the answer? No, that's not what Megan said. What it means is, we'll assume we've got a sample, and we will have a look when we get back to the lab, and determine if they are all spot tails or not. Okay? Good job!
Blacked out. This was all the way open before.
Yeah, it's incredible. I've never seen it this shallow.
Is there a spring up in there? Because it's really sneaky right next to the edge. Yeah.
When we seined up here earlier, and at that time, the water was washing about 6 inches, 9 inches deep across this sandbar.
Into
the pond. Well, it used to be a pond, then it wasn't, now it is again. So the lake is a couple of feet down, 2 or 3 feet down, 2 feet, I think, probably from where it was. But that's quite a lot compared to previous. It's an awful lot of change. And this is the first time this lake has been this pond has been isolated now for 2 years. It's a lovely pond.
Very simply deep up and keep going down.
Has it, yes, it's just getting soft.
Just up there over there.
Is that an invitation?
No. That was my warning. I had to get pulled back out because I was curious.
I imagine they've gone. I suspect we ruined their reproduction this year. They probably, after spawning, the female undoubtedly would desert, and then the male would desert when the school breaks up. Did someone look after the fish? Yes, Sarah is. That's good. Okay. This is incredible. Have you got a spare? If anybody,
the bucket or the level drop so much?
A combination: warm temperatures, low humidity, little rain. Little snow. I'd forgotten about the snow. Luann reminded us that the snow was pretty poor this year.
Yeah.
So, right. And normally it would be stored in the wetlands around and gradually released. Well, not been there this year. They're probably the same things. We think they're probably spot tail. Spot tail is a minnow, is a schooling minnow, which is very, very common on open beaches such as these. Yes. Spot tail to do.
Make sure to wash your hands off.
If someone has a spare sweater, if they could lend it to Janine. I know that was refreshing, but a bit of a shock, I suspect.
I don't have any
questions. Mm-hmm.
Hey, just let me get him. Oh, I'm just
There's
a big boy in the bottom.
Okay, I think, Janine, we've got a spare sweatshirt, so hang in there.
There's a red backpack, a dark red one, and there's a waffle shirt inside. We
should get a special prize for that, because I didn't think anyone would swim today. I usually bring spare clothes, but forgot today.
Should have.
How are we doing, Matt? Dull.
Okay.
Ah. The thing, the idler is up. The idle is up a little. Good hat, that. When you give in a report on the boat, can you tell them that they need to wire the shackle pin on the whaler? Wire the shackle pin. It fell out, so they threw the anchor on board and there was no rope attached to it.
It would be really bad if you were in the middle of it.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Well, I guess we better make him drive, hadn't we? Whose is this? Come and drive, Jason. I said, come and drive, Jason. Yes. Okay, you pull this towards you and it'll go in reverse. And you push it into forward. And it'll go forward. Don't change speed too rapidly. Okay, you're alright, but making sure people are hanging on, yeah.